Okay, so some of the points that I raised were in relation to affordable, available childcare, the possibility of 0 hours contracts and the uncertainty that comes with that. And it seems to me that the Chief Minister has a committee presently examining 0 hours contracts. And so, at the very least, this move by the Treasury Minister was premature. But I think it kind of signifies the direction of travel of the Treasury Department. The day before in Tynwald, for example, a member of the Treasury Department was saying that it was a long time since prescription charges had risen on the Isle of Man, and this was wrong and it was something that had to be grasped. And he went on to say that we were out of sync with countries across the water. Well, we are out of sync because Scotland and Wales have a free National Health Service. And so I think this indicates a direction of travel for the Treasury Department, and it's one which is concerned to us.
There's lots of discussion currently within political circles about poverty on the Isle of Man.
Absolutely.
One definition of that, I suppose, is relative poverty, i.e. the gap between the upper echelons and the lower echelons. Is that gap widening?
Well, that's another committee which is yet to report, and I think it would have had a bearing in relation to this matter. Yes, clearly lots of people are doing exceptionally well, and we have no problem with people doing exceptionally well, but what we're after is a more fair settlement. And so one of the things the Treasury Minister in his response to me indicated was, well, what do we think about tax? Because and all we're saying is the present system of tax on the Isle of Man fair? If we want to have the best public services, they have to be funded. If they're going to be funded, how can that be done when we have the tax system that we do? And we're not saying that we want to tax out of existence all businesses or anything unfair like that. But what we're saying is we do believe in a fair tax settlement, and it's something that should be examined at the very least.
So these changes to EPA were voted through Tynwald.
Yes.
People to vote against, yourself, Daphne Kane, Dr. Alex Allinson and Laurie Hooper of Lib Van, obviously.
Yes.
Did you expect some more opposition or perhaps hope for more opposition?
Well, you can always hope for more opposition. I indicated when I spoke that I felt that this matter was going to be carried. I questioned at the very end in relation to the Equality Act. I think there's a section in the Equality Act where this may be out of sync with, and I think the Attorney General and the Treasury Minister need to look at that between now and when it's planned to introduce this matter in June 2020. But disappointed, but as I say, I think it is a direction of travel at the present time.